This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Jade is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Ty. So we're about to help her out, see if we can get him on the phone and find out why he's ghosting, and maybe get her another date. But first, let's find out about the date. Jade?
Hello.
Hey, Jade. How long has it been since you heard from Ty?
It's been 4 days, which might not sound like a lot to some people, but that's a lot for me.
Okay, because you've just never gone 4 days without hearing from somebody?
Yeah, I feel like people just typically get back to me pretty quickly, so I'm feeling really insecure about it.
How many times have you tried to reach out to him in the 4 days? Did you try at all?
No, because when we left off, he said he would call me, so okay. I felt like it might feel desperate to text again.
All right, so tell us a little bit about your date then.
The date was really awesome. We actually met a while back, like almost 10 years ago through mutual friends. And I thought he was really cute, but like nothing really went down at the time. But we recently matched on Hinge, and we did like a cute little walk date, and we had some coffee, and it just felt really natural.
I love walk dates.
They're so nice. It was really sweet and cozy. And I just felt like I'd known him for a long time, which I guess I do, but like I felt a deeper connection, you know? Mm-hmm. And we even like extended the date spontaneously, which I feel like is always a good mutual sign.
Oh yeah.
We went out to like a sports bar and we got some snacks and stuff. He did actually have to like dash because he, has a daughter. And she had texted, or maybe the baby mom had texted about like the daughter being sick. So he did have to dash, which I didn't mind. I totally get the responsibility of being a parent. But after that, you know, I wanted him to know that I'd really had a really awesome time and felt so comfortable with him. And I was interested in it going somewhere. He texted me, you know, thanking me for my understanding. And I was like, yeah, no problem. I hope your daughter feels better soon. I want to do this again. And he was like, cool, I'll call you. And that's kind of where it's been for the last 4 days.
So he said he'd call and he didn't.
And maybe things got wrapped up with this kid.
Yeah, maybe. I just feel like call is really specific, like intention to follow up. And so I'm definitely freaking out a little bit.
Did anything happen on the date? Like other than that call, was there any awkward moments? Was anything said that could have made things a little bit weirder? Like, you know, was there any flags?
I don't think there were any flags. I mean, again, like he did leave really abruptly and I ended up paying the check, but again, I totally didn't mind. It seemed like a genuine emergency.
Okay, so that's not like his like he goes out and he's like, yeah. Okay, whoops, my kid's sick, thanks for dinner.
Yeah,
that would be the worst scam of all time.
But what if it is also a scam?
Well, could yeah be. I mean, do we know for sure he's
not
a dad?
That's the worst thing I've had happen on a date, so.
But do we know for sure that he's a dad?
I'm pretty sure just because, like, we have mutual friends and whatnot, and so I've heard about the child before the date, so.
Okay.
Pretty sure it's a real kid, I hope.
Okay. Is there anything else that you can think of that might be a reason that he's ghosting you?
I don't know. I mean, maybe if he just, like, changed his mind, and maybe I'm just, like, totally crazy and really thought it went well, and he was like, oh, my God, get me out of here, and he's trying to be, like, polite about it. I feel like sometimes people think it's nicer to ghost, which I do not agree with, but.
Okay. Well, we'll try to figure it out for you. Play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you and maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep expert. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a 1-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Jade is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Ty. We're about to call him. See if he'll tell us why he's ghosting and maybe get her another date. Before we do that, though, Jade, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Ty?
Yeah, Ty and I actually met a while ago, never really got together. We matched on Hinge, went on a cute walk, and even like chose to extend the date for lunch. He had to run because his daughter was sick, which was no big deal for me, but we left off with him planning to call me. And now it's been 4 days, so I'm just wondering if maybe something changed his mind or, yeah.
Okay. Well, and you did end up paying for the date, so we need to make sure it's not a scam.
Yeah.
Just to get a free date.
Yeah.
You ready for us to call him?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Ty, please?
This is Ty speaking.
Ty, what's up, man? How are you? This is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Yeah, and the whole show's here. My name's Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
How are you?
Hey there. I'm doing pretty good. Did I win something?
Not sure yet. Huh? Do you ever listen to the show?
I have a couple times.
Have you ever heard a first date follow-up?
No, I haven't caught it.
A first date follow-up is a segment we do on the show where if you go out with someone and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. So you are currently ghosting somebody. Do you know who that is?
Am I ghosting anyone? No, I haven't. I can't think I'm ghosting anybody right now.
Have you gone on any dates recently?
I went on a date just like a couple days ago with a girl that I actually kind of really enjoyed, but I think it would be way too soon for her to even think I ghosted her.
Have you messaged back to her?
I'm actually a dad, and I got a kid that's been sick. She knows that my kid was sick because I had to leave the date. We spoke the following day. I said I'm going to call her back, but my kid's not in the best condition. My baby mama is also sick, so I'm taking care of my kid and working from home and, you know, just treading water.
Oh, wow. Super dad.
We're talking about Jade. Is that who you're talking about?
Wait, is it Jade? Because I would not want to have left her feeling like that, because I did have a great time with her and I definitely do want to see her. I just haven't been able to come up for air at all these past 3 days.
Wow. Jade probably would like to know that.
Hey, Ty, Jade's on the phone and has been listening.
Hi.
Oh, wow. Hey, Jade.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Not the greatest, but okay. How are you?
Oh, you know, taking care of a sick kid and trying to keep up with work. Just getting by right now.
Yeah, I didn't know what happened, so I kind of just thought maybe you weren't that into me and didn't know how to say it.
Oh, no, hon. I'm just kind of in a unique place where, you know, I really had an amazing time, and I actually would love to see you again. It's just I got a kid, and I got to make sure she's okay, and her mom's also sick, so she's been with me since that date, and that's the reason you haven't heard back from me.
The mom's been with you?
No, my daughter's been with me. The mom's also sick. taking care of the kid. We're just good co-parents. We're friends, so I don't mind getting some extra time with my daughter.
Yeah, I guess when you said I'll call you, I just kind of thought you would call me sooner, and since I didn't know what was going on, I definitely was wondering if maybe, like, yeah, you change your mind, or like things aren't wrapped up with your daughter's mother, and which is totally fine. I just would rather know the truth than like be hanging out wondering.
I'm so sorry that you felt that way, babe. That was not my intention at all. It's just I've just been really just busy with my daughter and getting her well, and the plan was to give you a call because, you know, I think it's probably just a cold, and, you know, it's probably just going to be a couple more days, and then you can have my full attention. That's kind of where I wanted to be, was more available. I didn't want to schedule another date and then have to bail last minute because I want to be respectful of your time.
Oh, that's sweet.
Boring.
Okay.
Oh, I think it's sweet. You know why I think this is sweet? I think that Jade's feelings are super valid. I know 4 days doesn't seem like a long time, but if something goes really good, you can't help but question things about yourself. So, and especially if you're dealing with somebody with kids, like, can I ask you if it's about me or is this about you? Because I kind of understand, but I can't help but feeling a little bit insecure. You know what I mean? So this communication is actually really sweet.
Yeah, I'm like, I get totally get that. And I'm now like a little embarrassed that I'm feeling insecure.
I think it's normal.
Ty, would you like to go on another date with Jade? We'll pay for it.
I would love to see you, Jade.
Great.
Okay. All right. Doctor on call. There you go. So then you can stay. No, I'm just kidding. That's not right. You have to go to your kid always. My bad.
Yeah, I would love to see you again. I guess I just want to make like 100, 1,000, 1 million percent sure things with you and your daughter's mother are like totally over, no chance, you're moving on.
Yeah, I think you can rest assured on that fact. We're pretty much just, you know, platonic friends. We're good co-parents, but there's definitely not a spark like the one that I feel with you. She's super hot, but we're honestly just friends.
Well,
okay.
All right. Well, congratulations, Jade. You got another date.
Honesty is really happening.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.